New information about Hawaii's aging bridges. The state ranking on the high-risk bridges is now online. You may have heard about how you can find details about state highway construction projects. Now there's a new section just on bridges, and what's online may surprise you. DOT's Ed Sniffen oversees state highways and bridges with more on the state of our bridges.
We just added the bridge tab just recently, and it's one of the biggest ones. Although pavement condition is a big concern for the public, usually when they're going to and driving our route, the bridges are, for us, one of the biggest concerns. These provide the connections for all of our pavement areas, and although they are short in distance in relation to the pavement, without those connections, the routes are just inaccessible. So for us, this is a big focus for the program, not only from a practical perspective for people using the roadways itself, but also from a programming perspective from the federal government. We're operating under a mandate by the federal government that we have to hit certain performance measures in order to ensure that our program stays in a high level of maintenance. If we don't hit those performance measures, then we risk losing federal funding in the future. So all of this is setting up towards those performance measures that we would submit to the federal government by October 2018 to set those how we're going to perform in the future.
I saw that they released a report about the state of our nation's bridges, and it did look at Hawaii, which said that we're close to 6% of our bridges were structurally deficient, and that it would cost about $1 billion to fix them all.
So if we're looking at fixing all the bridges on our system, it's actually more than that. For us, when we look at our system, we've got about 741 bridges. High-volume areas on Oahu would be about 300 that we would have to make sure that we kept up to speed. Now, when we say a bridge is structurally deficient, it's just the identification that one or more structural elements are out of compliance of the new standards. So that doesn't mean the bridge is unsafe. It doesn't mean it's not usable. It just means it's out of compliance from the today's standards. If a bridge was designed 50 years ago, which is a lot of our bridges on the system, they're going to be out of compliance. So that's kind of what that means. But for us, when we rank the bridges throughout our system on the 1 through 50, that's what you find on the tab, rank them based on its performance now, structural performance now, the volumes that go through the area now, the potentials that if it gets cut off, there would be no other access points in those areas, those types of things.
Right, so, and I did hit the tabs, and I looked at all the islands, and really most of them are here on Oahu.
Oh, yes, there's quite a bit of them. Although the Hawaii Island is the biggest infrastructure that we have, most of our bridges are right on Oahu. And that's just the state system. There's still another 230 or so county bridges that we've got to consider.
When we look at the Big Island, I know you have the potential for really shutting off a lot of communities, like let's say along the Hamakua coast. And Big Island is a big island, so you'd really have far to go if some of those bridges were to be impassable.
Exactly. And you know the Big Island better than most. And you look at those bridges in those areas, especially on the Hamako coast, they're like 50 to 70 feet off the ground. So the construction or the rehab of those bridges are definitely extremely complex and really expensive, which is why it makes it so difficult for us to prioritize the program. When we're looking at the system that we have, the legacy system that we have, and we're trying to get it up to a higher level of maintenance, prioritizing need in areas where our need exceeds our funding gets a little more difficult. So we're trying to see which bridges we absolutely have to reconstruct, which bridges we could potentially just rehabilitate, which bridges we could just make adjustments to have the life cycle last another 10, 20 years for us, and which bridges we could defer for now to make sure we can focus on the ones that are important. So that's the information that we try to get out to the public on this.
Where are the top three bridges of concern? They're here on Oahu?
The top three are on Oahu. Number one and two on the system are the Makaha bridges. You know those wooden bridges out on the leeward coast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the top one and two bridges on the system. We have that targeted for 2018 advertising for construction right now, but they're highest ranking right now because they're wooden, they're in poor condition. If they're cut off or if they go down, that area beyond going west is all cut off. That's why those are two highest priorities.
Right, because you can't exactly go around Ka'ana Point.
Exactly. And number three is Waikopo Bridge, Waikopo Stream Bridge. Actually, that one is on Kuio Highway. So that one is kind of a toss-up between Waikopo, Waipa, and the Pensacola Relief Drain on Ala Moana that's being repaired right now. Those all kind of scored in the same range.
And what about the funding to fix these bridges? Because we heard a lot about infrastructure with the Trump administration coming in a year ago, and that was where he wanted to focus, is, you know, dealing with these poor roads, highways, bridges, dams. Is there any more money that we could tap into?
No, there hasn't been. And that's been the great thing is the Trump administration is talking about the importance of infrastructure. The difficulty right now is nobody's identified any additional funding that will come to the program. The only funding that we get from the federal government at this time comes through the FAST Act that funds us. So we get about $178 million per year that we use statewide to take care of all of our issues on transportation. For the bridge portion, we would definitely love to get additional funding, but there hasn't been anything identified at this time by the new administration, which is why we keep pushing. This is going to be the third year we do it now. We're trying to push again for additional revenues into the state side of the highways program to see if we can do more of our improvements sooner rather than later.
That's right. You wanted to hike the fuel tax.
Yeah, so the three things. So we're looking at an increase in revenues of about $100 million. So we're looking at fuel tax, registration fees, weight tax, in those different areas, to try and see if there could be a balance of additional fees to the public that could raise that kind of capital for our program.
Right, and you made the case for that last year, but then this is a election year, so what are the odds?
Well, and that's the thing. We'll try again. And if we're not successful in getting additional funds, that's fine, and because that's the will of the people. But we want to make sure that we have these conversations, ensure that everybody understands what the needs are and how we'll have to adjust the program if additional funding doesn't come in. Doesn't mean we're not going to do our job. We'll just do it a little differently.
Is there anything else that might affect the priority list for our bridges?
The biggest things that we look at, of course, when we start looking at the bridge prioritization themselves, is the structural integrity or the condition of the bridge. But we also throw in or look at other things that we already have on those tabs for the public. Definitely the volumes that go to the area is a big consideration. Definitely the land use in that area is a big consideration. And definitely the condition of the pavement that's approaching the bridges is also big. If we can look at a corridor project that takes care of both pavement and bridge at the same time, that's the most efficient we can get. We definitely look at the detour routes that are available, if any. If you're in an area where there's several detours available, then that bridge generally will drop in prioritization. If it's an area like on the Leeward Coast, then that's your only access. It definitely goes up.
Right, because you don't want to isolate those communities.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There are also some areas that I saw that bridges that were flagged as being in poor shape. I think along Nimitz and over in Haula.
We're trying to get better at locating the bridges for the public, so they can either use the stream name or the cross street in the area, or the bridge name itself. We're trying to add more of that information in there.
Right, and in, for example, the case of Haula, where you might have maybe erosion eating away at the highway, the roadway, and the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So that would...
So in those areas, we would definitely rank the bridge itself. There's going to be more information that we start putting on the website very, very soon. And shoreline protection is one of how we prioritize the shoreline areas that we're going to protect sooner rather than later, in the midterm and the long term. We're going to be putting in the rock fall protection slides as well, so that everybody understands what our prioritization for rock fall protections are going to be. Major accident data will be added in. So it's not just the fatality that we look at, but all major accidents that occur on the route itself. Putting in maintenance schedules so people understand where our crews will be at different times throughout the year. And definitely, we're putting in a crowdsourcing app very soon that will allow the public to enter information directly into DOT when they see something on our system. So they can just snap a picture off, send it back to us with some comments that either are preset or something to add in, so we can respond to it sooner rather than later.
Ed Sniffen is the administrator for the State Department of Transportation's Highways Division. You can find a link to the department's bridge management website on the Conversation Facebook page.